This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to One Bills Live. Steve Tasker, along with my son Luke Tasker. John Murphy is off today on Good Friday, and we are pleased to be joined here right now by a Buffalo Bills wide receiver, Duke Williams. Duke, born in 1993, came out of Auburn in 2016, spent a couple of years up in the CFL. Welcome. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. I'm glad for y'all having me.
Talk to us a little bit how it's going early on. All the guys kind of descended, and I know what it's like, kind of an awkward, you're the new guy, nobody knows anybody. How's it going here in the first week of voluntary workouts?
Oh, it's going good. You know, conditioning, strength, you know, getting bigger, faster, and stronger right now. You know, meeting a lot of new guys. You know, I'm the new person, so,
right.
You know, it's taking a lot for me to, you know, meet everyone. But yeah. I'm glad to be here, and I'm just ready to put in work.
It's not just you either. There's a bunch of new guys that are new guys, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And it seems like a good vibe, though?
Yeah, definitely good vibe. You know, it's the start to a new season. You know, it started Monday for us. So, you know, that's what we're preparing right now, to just put in work and, you know, lead up to the season, to preseason. And let's just get it. New season for everybody.
That's
everyone's
great.
Zero and zero.
New facilities too. Got a brand new weight room, brand new all the stuff here.
Yeah,
it's got to be nice.
What do you think
nice,
about
huh?
the building? Yeah.
Oh man, it's a difference from the CFL.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Know? So, you know, I'm thankful for the building, for the you know everything that they got planned for us. So I'm just ready for the season right now.
What was the funnest thing about the CFL?
The pass is passing.
Yeah,
they throw all day long. You know, so. It's man-to-man most times.
How many touchdowns over 50 yards did you have up there? Because it seemed like every time we played you, there you were running down the sidelines.
Probably like six or seven,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, it had to be, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Man, you had two good seasons. That's great, man.
Yeah, and what was the kind of the thought process? I mean, I'm sure that you're on the radar of a lot of teams, and you picked the Bills, they picked you. How did that relationship start?
I had a couple workouts before I got to the Bills, but once I got to the Bills, it just felt like home. You know, you'll get that feeling where you
right.
wanted it. And I definitely felt like I was wanted here. And I didn't really want to work out for no other teams. Once I got the Bills, I just told my agent that this is where I want to be at. And after that, it was just a waiting process. And once they called my agent, it was a wrap after that.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah. One of the things about this coming up in the NFL draft, now you came out 16 and, didn't get drafted. Went up, found your place in the CFL. Now you're back. What do you think you can bring back? What did you learn in 2 years in the CFL? You got a chance to be on your own. You're a pro athlete. You kind of got a feel of what it's like to be, be a pro, basically. What were the biggest lessons you had to learn when you went to Canada that you think you can bring down that will give you a chance to make it in the NFL?
I had to just sacrifice. I had to be me, you know. I had my troubles in the past, so that was my main focus right now, just – being me, being a team player, and not the guy that they, you know, picture me as. And it just I had to humble myself, and I had to become a grown man. And that's what I did in the CFL. That helped me become a grown man, a team player, you know, and stop being selfish. It's not about me anymore. It's about the team. Once it's about the team, one win, we all win. Right. One lose, we all lose.
Right.
So that's what I had to learn. I had to learn to be a grown man, mature myself, and just be a pro. Like you said, I had to be a pro.
Now you've got the whole NFL yearly schedule. I mean, in the NFL you've got weeks, OTAs, and then, you know, you've got the draft and then more weeks of team activities, and that's all even before training camp starts. When I went up to the CFL, the thing that surprised me was you report to training camp and you're playing a game. You've got a team, a uniform on, you're in a stadium in like a week and a half. So it's got to be nice now. You get a chance to re-acclimate yourself with the American game, get used to it again. How's that going, getting back with the team and forgetting about the waggle motions and, you know, starting up on the line of scrimmage again?
Oh, it's definitely going good. You know, we're in phase one right now.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a big transition as well, you know, because I have a long process to our first game. We play all the way in August. CFL finna start in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a big deal for me. Now I can really just process and get faster, stronger, and learn this playbook And when preseason game one come out, I don't have no troubles on the field. I can just play fast and free.
We're talking with Duke Williams, who led the CFL in 2018 with 88 receptions, 1,579 yards, 11 touchdowns, now a Buffalo Bill, and starting in on the voluntary team activities. I want to talk to both of you. I mean, Luke, you in the CFL, you're still in the CFL. Duke was in the CFL for a couple of seasons. All right, we're going to just do this, all right, because I did it for him. What do you think, three-down football or four-down football? What do you guys like best?
Four-down.
You like four-down football?
See, I like three-down football for this reason. You know, your drives are going to – drives stall out in Canada, and it's like 10 seconds off the play clock, and yeah. You went through a whole drive, you know, if you get a two and out up there,
right.
Which sounds so weird when you say it to people who only know American football. We get two and outs up there, but – teams have to pass. So as wide receivers, it's like the whole offense is built around you. When, right. If you have a good passing offense, you're gonna get targets in a game.
What about you? Why four down instead of three down?
Because once in the CFL, you don't get no positive yards on the first play, you back.
Yeah.
It's automatically passed. Yeah. So most teams know that you finna pass the ball, which is good for a receiver. But four downs, you got time to work the playbook for real.
You can unpredictable in your offense.
Definitely.
That's right.
All right, so that's one thing. What about this? CFL, no fair catch, NFL, fair catch. Which better, no fair catch or fair catch? Now, there is a halo rule in the CFL. Those listeners who don't know what that is, if you're catching a punt in the CFL, you got to, as a coverage guy, you got to be 5 yards away before he touches or catches the football. Even if it bounces, you got to be 5 yards away.
That's right.
But they can't fair catch it. Once he picks it up, he's fair game, right?
So it's just like the way that the game is built to make for more scoring, more offense. You know, you have a wider field, another man. You've got, three downs, a passing offense. But along with that note, they want returns in the CFL. They don't want to have fair catches. They don't want to have punts out of bounds. They want guys to return it because they want it to be exciting.
Right.
Here's what it makes for. The halo rule, I like the fact that the game lends itself to more returning. But the halo rule has a ton of gray area. The ref has to make this judgment call on every single punt, whether somebody made an infraction on a 5-yard halo. Nothing gets a sideline more frustrated than a missed call when you get a halo violation called against you. A no yards call is what it is, because it's a 15-yard penalty.
Right.
So it's like it's a huge chunk of yardage that you're giving up. And a lot of times, because of the judgment that the ref has to make, it seems like, you know, it was a bad call. So it's a little bit too much gray area for me, but the returns are exciting. And with a wider field, the returns do have a much bigger impact on the game than in the NFL.
What about you, Duke? You like the fair catch, or you think they should make it? Maybe the NFL should do a halo kind of thing.
I mean, the halo is definitely nice, you know, for a returner.
If I was a returner,
if I get 5 yards to catch the ball, I'm pretty sure I can make something happen with 5 yards instead of just fair catching it. Now I gotta worry about somebody hitting me, but.
Right.
With the halo rule, you don't have to worry about nobody hitting you because you have to give them 5 yards to catch the ball. So, you know, I'm all for the halo rule.
All right, what about this? NFL, the CFL field or the smaller field in the NFL? Which field do you like better?
I mean, when I'm playing mostly in the slot up there and I'm waggling, I'm running at the line of scrimmage before the snap of the ball, we have this field that's substantially wider than American football. It just makes my catch area bigger. So it goes along with most of the rules in the CFL. It lends itself to passing and to playmaking. And for receivers, man, there's just more room for us to work, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree. The field is definitely big, and it's hard for a DB to cover somebody that's running from 10 yards back.
Right.
And that's where I made my money at.
That's right.
So
I always said when I first went to Canada, I would hate to play defensive back up there because the rules are work against you. You know, they're not. It's not made for you.
Well, you'll have DBs in the NFL telling you the same thing. Every rule change is in favor of the offense.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Duke, one last thing before we let you guys. What are you looking most forward to down here? I mean, you've been up there for a couple. You paid some dues, and now you're getting a chance in an NFL franchise to make it. What are you most looking forward to?
I'm ready to rock out. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to make everybody feel me. You know, I came a long way. People doubted me, didn't think I'd make it back to where I need to be. So I'm ready to work. I'm ready to just let them know that I'm here, and I'm not here to play no games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to earn a spot, and I'm here to make a difference on the team, no matter if it's special teams, no matter if it's, you know, on the field. Long as I get on this field and show them what I can do, I'm just ready to work. I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to play my role real well.
Good for you, man.
It's been interesting. We wish you all the best of luck. And one thing, one last thing, since we're talking about it, if there was one thing that you could bring south from Canada, what would it be?
The waggle.
The waggle, yeah,
that's
the waggle.
That's the one answer for
that is the one answer. That's the biggest thing, because what happens, and for those of you who don't know what the waggle is or listening, in Canada, you go up and watch, and I had to adjust to it as well.
It's
before the snap of the ball offensively, everybody in the offensive backfield is running around all different directions, and then they all kind of go forward and hit the line of scrimmage at a dead run already before the snap. And then the ball is snapped at the same time, and they got a full running start into the secondary.
I've found most people, I mean, Dad, our family, most people like it. When they come up and they start getting to know it and they find the games on TV, they kind of start to like that part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great, Duke. The only thing is, you came from Edmonton, the frozen tundra. The Edmonton, Matt, they're called the Eskimos. And
there's a reason for that.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. I went to the Grey Cup in last year just as a fan. The field was like a concrete parking lot. It was receivers slipping all over the place. Well, now you're coming to Buffalo, so it's not that much better.
It's definitely,
you're kind of used to it, I guess.
Same weather for sure.
Yeah, really.
Duke, thanks,
man.
Good
luck, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.